My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
West Sayville Golf Course, where I play the public course, county course, there's a road that goes down through the golf course. Now, it's just like a two-lane little road that goes into the golf course, where into the parking lot.
Right.
So there's a road there. So there's cars go in and out of it. That's the entrance. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So the first couple of years that I played, I always made sure that a car wasn't going down that road because I could hit it anywhere.
Right.
So I didn't want to hit a car.
So this is early on in you playing golf because you're not terribly confident in your game, right?
Exactly. Okay. So good. Now I was playing well. I've been hitting the ball straight. I'm like, so now I don't even think about the cars. Because if you think about the cars and you think you're going to hit a car, right? So I don't even look at the cars.
Of course.
So I don't even look at the road anymore. So I'm sitting there in the ninth tee box, and I hit the ball, solid contact, and it just starts leaking and leaking and leaking and leaking right. And there's this black Jeep-looking, maybe it was like a Ford Explorer or a Jeep, and it's going, and they are tracking together. They are about to meet. It was a, as you like to say, collision course.
Yes.
Collision course. And all of a sudden, I go, no! And then, boom! It's whap! Hits the side of the car right by the hood, and he slams on the brakes, and I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, the odds of this, I know there's a road in the middle of the golf course, but
right,
a golf ball, a moving car, a moving golf ball, when I tee off, it has to be at that exact moment.
But what I love most about the story is this is something you avoided doing for many,
years.
Many years because you were not confident in your game.
Exactly.
So you clearly arrived at a place where Gio is confident in his golf game. He is confident with the driver.
Well, yeah, for the first time in forever, basically.
So confident that he is willing to hit said driver while a car is driving down the street.
Right.
You did all that early on to avoid hitting the car.
Right.
The first time you do it, you hit the car.
Hey,
what are the odds?
Put the Barstool footage on. This is from like when I really wasn't turning or moving. Put the most recent stuff on if you're going to Steven. Steven just tries to make me look terrible. That's what he does. Remember for years and years and years, he put that video up of me on the boat where I looked like my side of my head looked like the Boar's Head logo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, that he always wants to make me look terrible.
That's a producer's job, to make you look bad.
Make me look terrible.
Yes.
So anyway.
So what happens with the Jeep?
So the guy slams on the brakes, and then he keeps going. So
right.
I'm like, okay, like what the hell is going to happen?
Right.
So I'm like, maybe he gets to the parking lot, sees there's no damage, whatever. So and by the way, ball hits the car. It's a long par four.
Right.
Ball hits the car, bounces back into the fairway, and I got like 130 yards in. Best drive I've ever had in the hole.
You got a great kick, huh?
Yeah, it was a great kick. So anyway, so then
you're happy with your driver.
So up here on the green on 9, the guy pulls up, and I'm like, it's like, here we go. I'm like, hey, man. He's like, you the guy that got hit? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, this could go any way now. Like,
right,
he could be really pissed or whatever.
Sure.
And he goes, it's an accident. So I'm like, okay, good. He's like, you didn't mean to do it. It's an accident. I understand. He's like, I went in, I talked to the guys at the pro shop, and apparently I've got to file a report with the park ranger.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, who's the park ranger?
We still have park rangers.
I know. Like, I pictured it being like a Smokey the Bear.
Exactly.
Like, that's what I pictured him flying the board. Like, there's just a bear with a hat on in there going, okay. You know, like, that's
what I thought. And what's the park ranger going to do with the report?
I don't know. So then he goes, listen, but apparently if the park ranger doesn't deal with it, then it's got to go through your insurance. I'm sorry, but I got to take down your insurance. I'm like, fine, whatever. So I got the app on my phone.
I'd be insurance. Like, yo, I'm 100 yards out, man. Let's move on with our day.
I'm about to burn this hole. I never burned this hole. So I give him, you know, I give him the card. I'm like, I'm hoping maybe he's a listener, right? So he just takes a picture of it, and he goes, all right. He's like, is your name again, Greg? He goes, your last name? I go, Giannotti. He goes, like, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So then he gets to the car, drives away, and then he's got my number now. So he texts me, and I said, he writes, hey, it's whatever his first name is. And I write back, hey, sorry again. And then he writes, hey, big fan of the show, in the text message. So I was like, okay. Then after that.
Do you think he looked you up afterwards? Or
No. He
knew right there?
He knew.
Right, okay.
And then, of course, because Sayville is the smallest, most incestuous town in America.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, hey, here you're taking out cars on the golf course. That's one text I get from somebody. And then
the entire neighborhood knows.
10 minutes later, hey, just ran into my buddy who you hit today. So I'm getting all these text messages.
He's probably like your third cousin.
Yeah, I mean, probably. So I couldn't just hit the car to keep going. I hit right. The car. It's got a dent in it. Everybody knows the guy.
So he's okay. You're okay.
Yeah, everybody's okay, I guess.
No insurance needed. We're good. We're moving on.
I'll go see what the park ranger bear has to say about it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.